Good day. Welcome to another episode. I got an amazing, amazing community champion paving the way, making a difference in this neck of the woods. She is I Am Collective, Lori Lawrence, the executive director of an incredible Averi Indigenous Holiday Market. I want to know, tell me a little bit about Averi Indigenous Holiday Market. How did it start? Because you've been doing it for so many years.
Yeah, we got our start back in 2018. We were just four artists and a couple pop-up tents at a farmer's market. It was mostly, of course, non-Indigenous folks, you know, and so people were really like not sure to come into our booth. They didn't know, you know, and so I used humor. And that's always my sort of fix for everything. And so I tell them, you know, come on, you know, come in and shop. I'll give you the full Indigenous shopping experience. I'll follow you while you shop, you know, and things. And it would make people laugh. And it's a little bit of that inappropriate laughter, but it broke down those barriers, right? We did our first holiday market at the E4C building. It was an old gymnasium. We had 60 artists. We didn't expect that many people to show up. And we were nearly shut down by the fire department because we had so many people, so many guests show up, and lots of local entertainers came out and supported us. And every year we've been doing it. We've gotten bigger and better. We have a little over 200 members now in the collective.
I love that. I love it. So it's only getting bigger and better. I love it. Averi Indigenous Holiday Market kicks off November 14, 15, 16. I want to know because, hey, there's a big lineup happening. What should one expect, eh? Because it's getting bigger.
It is. So Friday, we like to feature our fashion show. So we have Four Winds come out. It's one of our community partners, and they coordinate. Melissa Tutusis is the fashion coordinator there, and she coordinates a fashion show. One of our featured designers in that show will be Jamie Medicine Crane from Brave Women's Botanicals and Designs. Amazing designer. And then, of course, on Saturday, we have the Powwow Showcase, where we have a lot of different dancers from different areas coming out and sharing their talents. And on Sunday, we feature jiggers and fiddlers, but we have live entertainment all day, every day, silent auction, prize draws.
I love it. Okay, you got me in powwows. I love the powwows. Is there going to be some bannock there?
There will be a couple vendors actually selling bannock, and then we'll have a bake sale sale table, also fundraising for I Am. So there'll be things to munch on. Chief Daddy Food Truck's going to be out there in the parking lot, you know, serving up bannock burgers and everything, making sure you guys still get those good powwow munchies. You know, we want to, you know, encourage everybody to come out. It's free, of course, to come. We are encouraging people to bring donations of warm gear, unused socks and underwear, toiletries, things like that. And we share that with the Edmonton Native Healing Center. But we want to, you know, make sure we encourage all your listeners to come out.
Thanks again for taking the time out of your schedule to drop by the studio. For more information, all you got to do is head on down to their website, iamcollective.ca.
Eximaga.